Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line?
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't install. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers up. You don't have the answers up.
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers up. I've been doing this more than you. I've been doing this.
Yeah. Happy rainy Friday, Barbershop Talk 101, as we illustrious and DJ Magic Spin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to Barbershop Talk 101, y'all. Sorry about the late start today. You know what I'm saying? It's been a.
Somebody use the phone, obviously. I mean, if you knew how to call three-way, if you knew how to pin number, I mean, you would have been on the show.
I don't need to talk to people at once. But anyway. When we're talking about that, why don't you see if you can get your phone to stop buzzing? Anyway, what's up, y'all, man? It's been a long week of nothing, really. It's been a long week of nothing. There's really been a whole lot in the news. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Donald Trump is always in the news. What's new, man? Anything new, Donald Trump?
I'll tell you what's new, man, is... Speaking of, I really wasn't being funny when I was talking about phones. I recently just broke my S7, waiting for the new S8 to arrive. But I don't know, man. This technology is just not reliable. Sometimes, like, my phone just gets super hot. Calls be dropping, you know. Just a little situations like that. It's just, like, technology is not reliable. Just, for instance, a website. Just wanted to say to our members or listeners out there, it came to my attention that the website was down due to, like, a server error. Once again, technology, not reliable.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like flying on planes, yo. The phone stopped working.
Yeah, for sure, man. My phone has been really tripping, too. Matter of fact, what my phone does, for anybody listening, I got the LG V10 phone, right? So, you know, it's an older phone now. I got
What's
it when
the
it
name
first
of your
up.
Phone? We don't know.
We don't know.
Who?
V10 was top of the line at the time,
like
though.
A TV,
don't front.
Man.
Don't
like
front.
A
don't front like the V10 wasn't top of the line. Come on now.
Who?
LG V10, they got the V20 out now, but I personally would never. Nah. Nah, it's a phone, man. Life's good.
I just know
Samsung and
Apple. Sorry. I don't know about the Nokias.
Here we go. But didn't you say you just had an S8 on the way? You just said you had an S8 on the way. That's not an iPhone. That's a Galaxy. Anyway.
I didn't say that. I said I only know Samsungs and iPhones, Apples. You don't listen. And Samsung is a much better phone, by the way. I'm way more of a Droid fan.
You're more of a Droid fan?
Yeah, than iOS. I love the Droid layout. I used to have an iPhone for years. It was trending. You know, you would see the billboards, people dancing using the iPad. It was a cool thing, you know, and you go to these little cool Apple stores. It's the cool thing to do.
Right, right.
It's just like Jordan. They just don't play well. You know, it looks good. They look good, but it just doesn't play well. And what I mean by that is, you know, they're automatically updating your OS. For those who don't know what OS is, that's the operating system. They're always updating your OS without your permission. So by the time you turn on the phone, it takes like maybe an hour to turn on. Secondly, I don't like the fact that it has to track my phone. I got caught up. Along... 4 years and four years and scores, or however that speech goes, Abraham Lincoln. And was it even Abraham Lincoln? 4 scores and 7 years. Anyway, I wasn't paying attention in that history class, obviously. But back to the story.
Man,
I had an iPhone. This is going to give away the date. This is going to give away the era because it was an iPhone 4. So whenever the iPhone 4 came out and was hot.
Whoa, iPhone 4. Man, that seemed like so long ago. iPhone 4.
We're talking My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Right after 808.
Wow.
From a musically selected era. That's around time. You know, that device, that platform came out. But anyway, so the iPhone, they have this thing called Track My Phone. I wasn't aware with that. I didn't know I had that running on my phone. You know, and I'm looking to track my phone, and this broad, she knew what trains I took, where I was at during the weekend. And I'm like, that, what the? And she's out of there, out of the park. Weirdo.
Yeah, a lot of technology. Yes, man. Technology is getting folks caught up, man. Technology is getting folks caught up. They, you know, you can track people's whereabouts. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be out there doing dirt, man, no. Probably don't want one of those devices.
Yeah.
For the players out there, you know.
Yeah, I had to learn the hard way, obviously. I was reckless back in the day. And, you know, I used social media platform to showcase my painful Mitch swag. I love the game, man. You know, but you saw what happened to Mitch. That's what happened to me in the game. I got taken out of the game.
It's fair.
Regular music tip, man. I was listening to, since it's raining here, if y'all don't know that I have relocated back to the St. Louis metropolitan area.
It ain't Ralph level.
Seville to be exact. I'm going to be here. I'm not in New York, New Jersey area. I probably won't be back.
It ain't Ralph level.
Hey, I think we had some interruption there, probably because of the storm.
It ain't Ralph level.
That would be cool, but you can hear the snippet of Sway in the background. That's what those are. That's what makes it sound stupid. But, well, Sanskrit, what you think about Migos, man? I didn't like them, but I was listening to them. Artistically, I think, you know, they're not bad, you know, on the air.
Well, I'll be honest, man. I kind of share Snoop's opinion on Migos. I mean, you know, a lot of people like them. They're real popular. As a matter of fact, they're going to be a super jam. I might be a super jam. Barbershop Talk 101 might just be a super jam. June 1st, 2017, man. Migos going to be there. Future's going to be there. Some other cats. And honestly, man, I don't. A lot of the new music, you know, even though I'm a DJ, a lot of the new music, man, is just not really appealing to me. It's not appealing to me. Migos is one of them people. I can't get with them, man. I just can't get with them. The beats are nice, but it's just the flow is what I can't get with. Man. Yeah, it's not my flavor. Like Snoop said, man, Snoop had a point. I mean,
surprisingly, that's the illustrious trying to put you on. Usually it's reciprocated. Usually the one putting me on, I'm the one that's usually stuck in that 1996
Mobb Deep.
It was written Illmatic era. But the Migos, I like them because of their organ. They're straight be doing some. I'm like, okay, not bad.
You most definitely old soul rap. You old soul rap. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like the Chain Gang. You remember how, you know, the Chain Gang prisoners or even slaves, you know, would kind of harmonize like that. It almost gives you that. Deep soul. I don't know. It's weird. It's almost spiritual when I hear them do that chant. Like,
yeah.
You know, are demons gonna come out the speakers or something and put Mark 666 on my forehead? Like, I don't like all that.
We don't know.
We don't.
I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
A god. Kanye West is not in the news lately. I'm getting concerned. Are you becoming normal?
I don't know.
Him not to be in the news lately.
He hasn't been in the news lately.
Maybe I need to tune into E, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, see what's going on.
Yeah, I think he probably just, you know, he's laying low for right now. I think hopefully another album is coming soon, man. But, yo, I wanted to talk real quick about, you know, really, like I said, not a whole lot happened this week, man, but the whole Aaron Hernandez thing, you know, that we we did the show on a couple weeks ago, and we, you know, we've talked about Aaron Hernandez before. So I just wanted to tell the listeners real quick, you know, the latest I heard or whatever was the guy supposedly, now this is all alleged, so, you know, don't quote me on this, for anybody out there listening, supposedly, you know, Aaron Hernandez left 3 suicide notes, right? One for his daughter, 4-year-old daughter, before he, you know, committed suicide. One for his 4-year-old daughter, one for his fiance. And they're saying there was another one that was supposedly for his gay lover. Supposedly.
Well, maybe 10 years ago, that would have been kind of a dateline headline.
Yeah.
But the way things are now, it doesn't surprise me. And like
not at
you
all.
And I had discussed the other day, now it makes more sense. Now that actually makes him a little bit normal. Meaning that, okay, because I was really disappointed, you know, the way the story played out, having the drink being spilled on you, you know, using the crutch of losing a parent, you know, to give you the reason to justify it a while like that. I was really disappointed. I started to think that maybe he was a bit told. Maybe he was semi-retarded, like autistic slightly, because that's a dumb thing to do. But since you put that in my ear the other day, I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, that's Lifetime. That's a movie. That's Violet Perry.
They're saying that the guy that he killed, Odin Lloyd, who was his friend, they're saying that, you know, at least media outlets have reported that the reason that he murdered Odin Lloyd was because he knew about his secret and that he was bisexual. You know, I mean, it does kind of make sense now. You know what I'm saying? Just reflecting back on the whole situation, like, it really wouldn't make sense for this guy to just throw his whole life away. Now, think about it. He's making millions of dollars. He's on the top platform, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL, being seen every Sunday on TV, one of the best tight ends in the game. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like he played for, you know, the Tennessee Titans or the Los Angeles Rams. He played for the Patriots, the Super Bowl Patriots, who was balling out every year. He was one of the top receiving targets on his team. You know,
so he was on the receiving end. Got sacked. He was the receiver. Oh, never mind. My bad. Anyway.
I ain't fucking with that. I'm not fucking with that.
That's you and a white receiver, huh? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. It's like being, given the fact, like the way his character is, it's almost kind of like parallels kind of Chris Brown. You know, they have kind of the same pedigree, almost the same resume, you know, like Chris Brown with him being super Pyro blood affiliated, always, you know, trying to get, you know, into trouble. Maybe he beat up Rihanna because Rihanna knew something. Well, I'm going to tell you the things you want. Like, what's her name? Amber Rose said about how Kanye used to like fingers in his booties.
But how much of that is true, though? Like, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is all hearsay based off of an argument. You know, people will say anything in an argument.
We are talking about somebody like that. So you're telling me you would be surprised if Kanye was ever involved in fruity stuff?
Personally, yeah, I would. I would. Wow. I would be surprised.
Wow. Let me give you a little breakdown, a little history. Okay. Here we go again. Anyone Bard on that level who was just in love with Anna Wintour. All they talk about is Anna Wintour, okay? I mean, which is pretty much the gay queen.
He's in the fashion game.
Exactly. Of course he's in the fashion game. And what I'm saying is,
there's a lot of rappers in the fashion
and
game,
the type of fashion that he does, the Kunta Kinte roots, season one clothing line, with his abstractness, he's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's weird. Nobody said he wasn't weird. He's weird.
Wearing a skirt, he felt the need to wear a skirt, kilt, whatever you want to call it. Just kind of, I don't know, a strange fellow. And just looking at that, like, even in the industry,
he's from Chicago.
A lot of these guys that are in the closet, you know, I think we kind of talked about that before. They have, like, these, especially in the industry, man, the weird industry that they're in, you know. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, come on, what is that?
Okay, so, okay, well, I can understand if we were talking about Young Thug. Yeah, yeah, Young Thug, I think he's, you know, I mean, let's just put it out there, I think he's gay. Or bisexual or something. So he's not normal. Yeah, I think Ye is just different.
To me, bro.
He might, but he also has Kim Kardashian. He also has two kids with Kim Kardashian. Are you serious?
That means nothing. That means nothing. There's
yeah,
there's
two kids with
bisexuals.
Kim Kardashian.
There's a SB. Thing called bisexuals. Okay? That means that guys who like to sleep with men and women. I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of them because that is super prevalent, you know, as anyone in the entertainment industry. Super, super prevalent, you know. It's a very common thing.
It is. I mean, I've heard some of...
Aaron Hernandez. That's why it doesn't. I've
heard some of everybody.
He's an NFL football player. He knocks people out for a living. He had five beautiful girls on his arm. I don't mean nothing, man.
He also spent a whole lot of his time around a bunch of men in the locker room. So, I mean, look at the back. I mean, of course, he was an NFL player. He's probably been playing since Mackie Vicky age. You feel me?
Tell you to attention, and they didn't call him. You know, oh, man.
So, yeah. I don't know, man.
I know that's a hero. We're not going to go that way yet. I get it. Jesus. I get it. We're not going to go there. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't surprise me. With none of these cats that are in the entertainment, you know. A lot of them, especially in the fashion industry. My mother worked for this black designer called B. Michael, the only couture designer in New York a few years ago. One of the things that he mentioned, he was like, you know, a lot of those guys, he's seen them. This came out of this dude's mouth. I overheard him say it. Like Diddy, who else? Harrell, I forgot the dude's first name. Frank Harrell, maybe. A lot of these guys, man, they have these industry parties. Even Cat Williams. A lot of these guys are folks, man.
Cat Williams. I don't know. I mean, you know.
And by Cat Williams exposing a lot of it, you see how they blackballed them. They will blackball them. Nicki Minaj blackballed the shit out of Remy Ma because Nicki Minaj is part of that industry. She is a part of that clique. And Remy ain't messing with that clique. You know, just like with Cat Williams. You can't be talking about that stuff, joking about it. Look at your boy Chappelle. Why do you think he dipped? That industry is weird, man.
It is weird, man. But you know what? What's kind of crazy is, like, it's like with our generation, we see these things as being weird. And I don't know if it's just because we live in a different era now. Because, like, a lot of the stuff, you know, it's the way times are changing, man. A lot of the stuff that we would consider to be very questionable, people are doing. And it's like the thing to do. It's like, okay, look at how Russell Westbrook dressed. And this man is married. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look at Russell Westbrook, the way he dressed. And a lot of people are dressing like this. NBA players, you never see Allen Iverson coming into the arena with some ripped jeans with the knees out and a shirt where he got it unbuttoned to the middle. Like, I mean, it's just like, what the hell?
Charles Barkley may have horrid taste, you know. A lot of these guys have horrible taste, but at least it's ghetto, pimpish, you know, type of suits, type of taste. Not these fairy queens on Broadway, you know.
It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just because, you know, it's thing to do now. It's just, like, acceptable to dress that way or whether we're just homophobic now. I don't know.
I'll tell you what my theory is. You know I'm a very deep person. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist by nature, by default. I think it's
since from day one, since we arrived, we were robbed from the continent with rich resources since we got here. One of the main emphasis was to emasculate us. What I mean
right.
by emasculation, you know, like Dave Chappelle even said, why do I go wear a dress? Why do all of these from the Wayans brothers, Martin Lewis, think my myself, why do y'all put them in dresses? You know,
He wouldn't let nobody put him in a dress. He refused
exactly,
to do that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is a weird thing in Hollywood. And you notice that the golden era of hip-hop, mid-90s, I'm talking when the East Coast was hot and when the West Coast was hot, Death Row, I mean, when the golden era of hip-hop, they saw that, okay, this is going to be a movement, okay? So let's separate the coast. Let's make it seem like it's East Coast versus West Coast, even though it was Bad Boy versus Death Row, whatever that is.
Right.
So they saw that, okay, wow, they're still producing conscious music. So what do they do? You know, they're like, okay, we need to redirect. We need to re-strategize this hip-hop and start making it acceptable. Because one of the things about us as black people is we like to idolize stuff, you know? We love worshiping. We love worshiping. We love idolizing. You put Obama in office. Oh, he's great. You're not saying nothing about Obama. You can't say nothing about Brandon or not. He's the first black president. How dare you? You know, so that's kind of like, you know, a mistake. They realize that. So they're like, okay, who are the people they look up to? Rappers, basketball players. Okay. Have them dress all corny, squeeze powerish, you know, and now they make it seem like it's cool because it's so evident because it's almost like they're blatantly putting it in our face, like washing down just the way people dress. Cause look at how our music, it was to wear a baggy hoodie to look tough, you know. And then we had the little Skywalker videos. Now the videos are just weird, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, times are definitely changing. I mean, That's for damn sure. Times are definitely changing. I mean, look at all these reality shows now, and all these shows that you see on TV, your empires, and all these shows. Whereas, you know, years ago, it was like, okay, let's not ever do anything that's going to offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, you see, it's not uncommon at all to see homosexual, bisexual, transgender. You know what I'm saying? People all over these shows now, and it's, you know, it's like. You know, it's a thing to do. I'm not against anybody. I love everybody, but, you know, I don't fuck with it. But, you know.
We used to have shows like the Cosby's. We used to have shows like, what's that show where they were promoting black colleges? Arrested? Not Arrested. Not Arrested, but Development. What's the name of it? Where they had homeboy who was a white man can't jump, who was the guy who was talking all the smack. The guy who says, yeah, boy, you can't do this.
Oh, yeah, Different World.
Different World. Yeah, they had shows like that. I mean, it was like, okay.
Yeah, there was your Cosby shows. There was your Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, it was
the
never.
Reality shows now, it's like, man, what is that? It's
even the shows that's not reality, like Empire. Empire, for instance, you know, the dude, the singer, I forgot his name, Jussie Smollett is his name. And, like, every other episode now, I personally like the show, but I don't. I always, you know, either look away or fast forward the scenes where he's kissing his boyfriend.
They weren't ever that explicit. They had to be that graphic in The Wire. That's the only thing I didn't like about The Wire. You know, they should put a disclaimer like, "Hey, this is about to go down." this is not. You know, dude, I was shook. I was like, "What?"
The hardest cat on there was. He was homo, the hardest dude on there. He was, I don't care what you say. He was, Omar was a bigger gangster than.
Who hit all the cereal?
Honey Nut. You ain't got no Honey Nut. Oh, shit. Oh,
man. You know, so then took his ass to the store.
Ain't got no Honey Nut.
We got some adults dedicated. Matter of fact, we should do that next show for all the Wire lovers. We should do one dedicated strictly on, you know, The Wire and just, you know, dissect it. Because, I mean,
we can for sure do that. The Wire next week. For
the
sure.
Wire.
Next Friday. The Wire.
Yeah, called The Wire.
Yeah, we'll break it down. We'll talk about the different episodes, your favorite episodes. We'll just talk about the series. You know what I'm saying? That'll be fun.
I'll call Idris, you know, the Jack, see, you know, maybe he can dial in.
Yeah, yeah, connection to A, get on the people, man, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, for sure. We'll do that next week. Man, we're out of time already, bro. Time go by so quick, man.
Happy Friday. We out. Tell them where they can find us at fans. Give them the info. Give them that.
Find us at barbershoptalk101.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, barbershoptalk101. I'm still working on the Instagram. I'm trying to get some, you know, I'm trying to fix up the page and whatnot. So I'll give them that info later. But we're also on Twitter, BST_101. Get at us, man. Barbershoptalk101, DJ Magic Fans, SD Illustrious. You know what I'm saying? Do we even have any outro right now? Wow. Yeah.
Why don't you play the outro, the commercial break? For anybody who needs, I know summertime, summer, spring break, people are getting their birthday parties. DJ Magic Spins, hottest DJ out there. Well, let's let them go with that one.
Yes, sir. We'll go ahead and end with that, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe out there. Grab your umbrellas because it's going to be a wet one. We'll get at y'all later. Peace.
Top rated DJ in Kansas City and in St. Louis, Missouri. DJ Magic Spin. Book today at dealers.wix.com/MagicSpin.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.